Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It is quarter number four. And Dustin, it is bowl game week. We're looking forward to Penn State, Arkansas, Saturday at noon, the Outback Bowl. And I tell you what, at least in my mind, the biggest storyline going into this game is who's going to play and who isn't going to play.
And it remains the big storyline because we're not getting, you know, we're getting breadcrumbs in terms of who's in, who's out from Penn State. You know, Arkansas, they might still have a surprise or two, but the two biggest dominoes have by far fallen already. And Treylon Burks, the wide receiver, who looks like he could be a first-round pick. Also, their defensive end, Trey Williams, has opted out. He leads the team in sacks with six. So, you know, maybe take away the best offensive player, maybe take away the best defensive player. And Arkansas is going to have to do a little bit of different leaning here on different players to try to get the job done. And, you know, it's not to say that they can't, but it is a kind of a great unknown. And then on Penn State, the great unknowns are still waiting for final official word. We've prognosticated and we've seen, you know, going back to quarter one of this show with Mark Brennan's photos from the team's arrival and not having Derek Tangelo, having Rasheed Walker on crutches, not having Jaquan Brisker or Jahan Dotson make the trip right now. So maybe there's a surprise there, but it looks like we can probably rule those guys out. And then if you do, what does Penn State's offense and defense look like? You've got an interim play caller on the defensive side. So there's a ton of unknowns. And, you know, there are always unknowns between the end of the regular season and the bowl game. In modern college football, there's going to be more and more unknowns because of just everything that's been going on and the NFL draft and guys transferring out and coaching carousel running hot in November and December. So, you know, this is a game with a lot of different moving parts, and it's going to require a lot of projection to try to figure out who's going to win it.
And I don't know the Arkansas roster that well. In reading a couple of articles from Arkansas-type sources, it seems like they feel, you know, the Treylon Burks, who's a wonderful wide receiver, going to be drafted pretty highly, is far and away their best offensive weapon. And as you mentioned, Trey Williams, the defensive lineman who leads their team in sacks, I believe he also leads the team in DUIs, which happened just recently and is probably a major part of his decision not to play. But it seems like that's probably going to be it for Arkansas, whereas Penn State, as you alluded to, there's several names. It's Jahan Dotson, Jaquan Brisker, Ibukidi. We already know a couple starting linebackers. You know, let me do my counting here. What do we got, about 6, 7, 8 starters potentially out for this game? And not just starters, very good starters.
Yeah, and looking at Jahan Dotson, and you take him out of the equation, he's been the guy that you go out of your way to feed. And so when you lose that guy, presumably, what do you do then? What's your bread and butter on offense? The run game, you know, we haven't seen it come together through 12 regular season games. Now there's a little bit of a break and a little bit of opportunity maybe to refocus on that, but you know, in the passing game, what do you do now? You know, and there's a trickle down because you lose Jahan Dotson. Now you're going to be asking Parker Washington to do more. You're going to be asking Keandre Lambert-Smith to do more. Maybe a guy like Malik Mega. Maybe it's the tight ends. We don't really know when you take that piece out of it. And this is true on both sides now with Treylon Burks and Jahan Dotson. You take that go-to weapon out of it, and what do you have left? What's the approach then? You know, I think Parker Washington, why not get him started on that wide receiver one path and make him your go-to guy and force feed him and make sure that he gets a benchmark minimum number of touches. But yeah, the group up front that's had its issues anyway, you're going to take Rashid Walker out of there. There's a lot of questions about that. And there's still questions about the run game. There's still more questions now about how good Penn State's defense is going to be up the middle of it. More questions than answers, I guess. But I like Penn State's upside still in the passing game because, A, I think Parker Washington, he's not going to be Jahan Dotson, but I think he can be and will be a true wide receiver one. And I think we'll see that this weekend. And I also like Sean Clifford having a few weeks to take a step back, get himself back up to 100%, not play through pain in his, chest or ribs or wherever, and really be himself again. And if that's true, if Sean Clifford is the best version of himself that we saw the first 4 weeks of the year, then I think that really gives Penn State a significant edge in this game.
I believe offensively, despite perhaps the best player in Jahan Dotson not playing, and it appears Rashid Walker's obviously out too, being on crutches right now. But I feel like with the offensive line, we saw a couple people step up. Rashid Walker hasn't played like the guy we expected him to be. They'll be able to handle that. And as you said, guys stepping up one level at wide receiver, starting with Parker Washington, I think they will. You'd never completely replace Dotson. But the X factor was one that you mentioned. Is Sean Clifford now healthy? And I'll tell you what, Dustin, I went back for some other information that I wanted. I went back and watched the Penn State game against Auburn. Sean Clifford was 28 for 32 in that game. That's 87%. That was a different quarterback than what we saw the second half of the season. If he's healthy now, if that's the difference between what we saw the second half of the season and what we saw, those first five games, that alone could make up for the absence of Dotson, I believe.
And I think with all the football he's played, getting healthier and getting an extended opportunity to look at what Arkansas's defense is going to try to do to him, I like his chances of having a big game. And you think about what that does in terms of the outlook for 2022, to have Sean Clifford come in and just light it up in the Outback Bowl will go a long way towards easing fans' concerns. So I do like his chances. You do have an Arkansas defense that, as you mentioned with Trey Williams, the team leader, one of the national leaders in DUIs, I believe. He's at or near the top of that list. But, in terms of the Arkansas's running game and in terms of how they play defense, it's very much a team approach. It's the approach that you would expect from a guy like Sam Pittman, who didn't get his first head coaching opportunity until he was in his 60s, was an unconventional choice. I mean, they have the personality of this guy. And so, the good team defense with good players all over the place. I mean, it is going to be a challenge, but I do like Sean Clifford's chances here.
Let's go the other way with Arkansas on offense. They are going to be missing Treylon Burks, big-time receiver. But KJ Jefferson, their quarterback, he put up some pretty good numbers, and he's a dual threat. Normally, I would give the advantage to Penn State defense that we saw this year against Arkansas. But by my count, if the guys who we did not see arrive in Tampa don't play, there are five starters on defense: Brisker, Brooks, Smith, Ibukidi, and Tangelo. And they're not just any starters, they're very good starters. They're missing, probably their best player at every level: linebacker, defensive back. How does Penn State make up for that, especially against a guy like KJ Jefferson?
So, I mean, that is a huge challenge here, because Jaquan Brisker, when there's 3 minutes left and you need a play on defense, he's the guy who is often in that position. Your emotional leader, as well as just an unbelievable football player who's good against the run and the pass. take that out. Now take out your middle linebacker, your leader, your play caller, take out Brandon Smith, and now you are worse in two positions, middle linebacker and at Smith's spot there. And Tangelo, you know, you lose P.J. Mustipher. He was instrumental in this defensive line not completely crumbling after P.J. Mustipher went down. Now you're looking at leaning on some young guys. You're going to ask Keziah Izzard to do more than he's ever done. You're going to ask Devon Ellis to do more than he's ever done. And now if Ebiketie doesn't play, now you're between a rock and a hard place. Okay, what do we do with Jesse Luketa? You know, he can have a lot of value in terms of playing middle linebacker. He's probably our best candidate to replace Ellis Brooks. But if we're going to lose our best pass rusher, we're going to take our second best pass rusher out of the mix and move him to linebacker where he's, you know, somewhere between serviceable and good. So, yeah, you're the different losses and how they impact each other, you're going to be worse off at linebacker, and you could lose a double shot of your edge rush if you not only don't have Ebiketie and you ask Jesse Luketa to play linebacker instead. So the coaching staff is going to have to get super creative here to try to maximize what they have. And again, it's worth saying that Brent Pry, the longtime coordinator, longtime James Franklin assistant, isn't there to be part of that effort. So there's a lot of unknowns on defense here. And you lose Treylon Burks on the Arkansas offense, but they're still going to have a lot of capable guys there. I can see them, whether it's throwing three or four running backs at you and throwing KJ Jefferson at you, I can definitely see them attacking right at the middle. You know, there's not a lot of statistical evidence that says this will be a true blue running team. But now you take out Treylon Burks and you identify, you know, where you could be strong versus where they're weak. Plus, you know, Treylon Burks had 11 receiving touchdowns. The next closest guy has got two. So between Penn State's, you know, weakness and the guys that they've lost and their personnel in the middle and where Arkansas, you know, they're going to have to redefine their offense somehow or another anyway, I can see them trying to follow your Wisconsin-Illinois blueprint and let's just run at these guys again and again and again and make them stop us.
I like the idea of keeping Jesse Luketa at defensive end. I think he's a better player there, and especially with Ibikiti, as we're presuming out, one of the question marks at linebacker is, might you want to play Kobe King? And if you do, you will burn his red shirt.
Yeah, and for what? You know, is the Outback Bowl worth removing that roster flexibility? It might kind of, you might get some good clues as to what they feel about Kobe King and how they feel about him and wondering, he's not going to be around for longer than 4 years anyway. Is he that player, or are they really trying to keep that roster flexibility? It's a good point of trying to figure out. We should know a little bit more on Saturday how they feel about Kobe King. I think Tyler Elsden would do a good job there too. But you might be forced to lean on one of these young guys. I think we might see if Jonathan Sutherland, if his full-time position, future position is at linebacker, you'll probably see him there almost exclusively in this game too.
All right, last two quick questions. A lot of times these bowl games is who really wants to be there, which team. And with that in mind, then what's your prediction for the game?
Well, I don't think Arkansas takes anything off under Sam Pittman. That personality trait carries over to his team. So I would give Arkansas the edge there. I think Penn State's got more playmakers. I'm picking them to win 28-24, but who knows?
Okay, very good, Dusty. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.